Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. Who cares what temperature it is? There's still passport lines outside right now.
I know. I looked for it this morning. It's wild.
I'm telling you, man. Every service in Ontario, it's like there are just normal people who straight up need to be at work at 9 a.m. who are like, you know what? I'm going to put on my suit and I'm going to bring my lawn chair and I'm going to listen to audiobooks until I can get my damn passport because I'd like to get away on vacation this summer.
I respect it.
Don't worry, though, guys. Next week, they're going to do something. That's what they told us.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I realized? As I get older, being in government is like being a high school student because you can always be like, well, you know, I can do it next week and still get half marks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Kind of feels like that. Now, it will be 25 today. It's 11 right now, though. Nice and cool.
Ooh.
It's a good thing because, you know, your boy's sweaty. We got Post Malone tickets at 8:30, a brand new Ghosted at 8 o'clock. Check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Third year in a row, Jetpack Guy is back.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Jetpack Guy?
No.
So around this time for the last 3 years, pilots flying into LA's airport have reported seeing a man in a jetpack, and then the FBI do an investigation, and they can never figure out who it is.
Oh.
And he was just spotted again for the third year in a row.
What a troll.
He shows up, and then just as strangely as he appears, he's gone.
All right. Well, there you go.
Jetpack guy.
Jax, what's going on with you?
Well, hard right turn, but I'm gonna be hosting the second annual NTFT Awards tomorrow night. I'm so excited.
What's NTFT?
Yeah, so on behalf of Virgin Radio, it's this beautiful award show that celebrates youth who promote anti-bullying awareness, mental health initiatives, and 2S LGBTQ+ initiatives.
Cool.
So all in all, it's a bunch of crazy talented youth getting together and being celebrated for their awesome, awesome work.
Well, it's not quite anonymous Jetpack Guy, but it's still
pretty
cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Producer Leah, what's going on with you?
Okay, I just want to say for all of you who are in your early 30s but venturing into your mid 30s, I'm going to tell you something and heed this warning. Just do one thing, okay?
Okay.
No need to do a whole bunch of other things. Just do one.
For what?
Celebrate it.
For your birthday?
For your birthday, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I acting like everybody should know it's my birthday?
I respect it.
It's her birthday month, everybody.
Yes, because my birthday has gone past, but I'm still talking about
it. Yeah, that's right. Well, you just did too much, huh?
I did. I'm tired.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the morning show where you have to work extremely hard.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it is the way it is. So listen, we're going to have a great show today. If you're around, if you want to connect, 999 and text, let's do it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so talk about getting back to normal. And in fact, I'm actually pretty tired of getting back to normal. I think I just want to not talk about getting back to normal. I just want it to be normal. You know
what
I mean?
We're almost there. We're almost there.
We are almost there.
What are you talking about? We're living in unprecedented times.
That's right. Toronto bars are bringing back the 4 a.m. last call for special events. Now, I know TJ's a hell no on this one on a normal day.
Oh, God, no.
But it's nice to know, and I'm with you, TJ, because we wake up at 4 a.m., so it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
It's hard for us. But I'm happy that somebody is having fun that time, right? Like, that's what you want to know.
Yeah.
I've made pretty poor decisions at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions I've made at 4 a.m. are a completely different person.
Okay.
That's why I'm a no on 4 a.m. last call.
They had just sort of instituted this, by the way, right before COVID. I remember we talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was events like Nuit Blanche and TIFF.
That's the only way to get through Nuit Blanche.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's the most boring event on earth.
But, you know, the last call used to be at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they'd like turn the lights on in the club. I don't know if you guys have ever been
there. Oh, yeah. Remember, that's a dark
moment. Remember back in the day, I used to party at the Sea Lounge on Wellington and it had a pool out back.
I always hated that moment because the girl I was dancing with, the lights would go on, they'd see me and they'd be like,
It's the worst. It was
disappear
the worst.
Into the night.
So there have been about 50 approvals in 2022. And I guess if you want to apply, it's the Alcohol and Gaming Commission. But it's kind of neat to at least mention that. Again, those days, I think, have passed me by. I think I'm done with the post-midnight thing.
I don't even drink, and I love this. I was out on the weekend, and the Garrison had a huge Pride event on Dundas. And they are usually, I think, last call for, or at least pre-pandemic. And they had their 4 a.m. last call.
Oh.
And it was unruly. People were dancing and grinding. And it just gave you a little extra time
did you ever
to celebrate.
Did you ever go to a, like, before this was allowed, did you ever go to an after hours?
Oh, yeah.
Man, they are sketchy in this city.
There was a weird one. College in Bathurst. Actually, producer Jesse took me to
Why is it always on Bathurst? It's always on Bathurst, which is like, it's such a weird, Bathurst is the weirdest street in Toronto.
We were out dancing. This is years ago. We were out dancing. He's like, yeah, you know, it was like 2 a.m. He's like, yeah, no place to go get a beer. And so we like kept on going. And then we went to this place and I said, Jesse, They only serve water here, if you know what I mean. So there was no alcohol being served. Everyone just needed water. Oh. So we left, and I went and got Burger King.
You do find like these weird creatures of the night who are like, no, we can't. 2 a.m., we haven't partied long enough. 6 hours is not nearly enough. We need the extra 2 to make it 8.
As long as everyone's safe.
And they're not. At those after hours clubs, they're
hopefully
not.
Hopefully, just take good care of each other.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your birthday month. Do you have the best birthday month or the worst birthday month? Because according to a study, most people said if they could choose, they would want their birthday month to be in June.
Oh.
I'm close. I'm July.
Okay, that's pretty good. I think the only thing that would have July lose out on June is that most, like, schools ended, so that a lot of people are gone. Like, you had your birthday party, like, a month ago because you know no one's in town for it.
Well, that's, I have the worst weekend of a good month because mine is July 3rd, which means a lot of people, I don't want to ask people to spend their long weekend for me.
Yeah.
But also, when you were in school, they would do the announcements and it was somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, and happy birthday to Jax Irwin today.
Yeah.
But my birthday was a summer one, so I just get lopped in at the end of the...
Oh, here are the summer birthdays. Yeah.
I just rattle them off.
Jax, your birthday is what?
July 31st. So I'm bang in the middle of the summer. And I love it because it's hot. It's wild. I used to have like pool party birthdays. I didn't have a pool. It was a public pool. but I would always have like some sort of like summer themed birthday. And I loved it. And everyone was usually around town.
This is going to be a weird statement. That's kind of the perfect day for you for a birthday. Like midsummer.
Yeah.
It's just a Jax vibe.
Yeah.
You are like a summer gal.
Yeah, it's the middle of the summer. Everybody's chilling.
I can tell you for sure that you don't want it mid-April where I have it. And I'll tell you why. I don't know. Listen, I don't feel bad about it now. But when you're in school, you want a party on your birthday. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I just want a good sleep. It'd be great to have a good crisp sleep.
I don't want to hear it.
And so the way this used to work was, in high school, that would be when your midterms were. So everybody be studying up for their midterms because high school teachers are like, well, if you don't get good grades in grade 9, no university's going to want you.
Ever.
It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of like when your mother's like, well, if you don't cut and clean your nails, no girl's going to want you. That's what
it's true.
They use the same scare tactics.
Yeah.
And then you get into like college and university. And listen, I didn't spend a lot of time at either. But exams were always in the middle of April.
It's true.
Your end of year, end of term exam was always in the middle. So then I would try to schedule a birthday for like afterwards.
Yeah.
But then people would like go back home.
Yeah.
Or they would start working or whatever. So I never actually got to do big birthday celebrations after, I don't know, 16 or something like that. So it's the worst time, I'm telling you. Mid-April.
What you're saying is your birthday is the reason you dropped out of college and university.
That's
twice.
It.
Twice.
Yeah. That's okay. It, got guys.
Specify
guys,
which time.
I'm like, I've had enough. No one's celebrating me. I quit.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Tim Hortons just announced a bunch of summer road trip merch, they're calling it. And it's cool stuff, like, you know, Tim's beach towel and ceramic camper mugs that are cute. But the one thing everyone's losing their mind over is a Timbit pool floaty that's over 5 feet long.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. It's available for a limited time, as per usual, with their fun merch. The number one city in the world to work remotely is going to surprise you. Iceland Air, the Icelandic airline, just created an index of the best destinations for people looking to travel, focus on their wellness while working remotely. And they consider things like the quality of life, the cost of living, healthcare, air pollution, and internet speed. And they came to the conclusion that the number one destination is Kansas City, Missouri. In the entire world.
Why?
Because of internet speed, air pollution, healthcare, cost of living, and the quality of life.
Okay. I have a buddy who actually just moved to Kansas City, and they love it.
Really?
Yeah, they love it. It's like apparently it has amazing bars.
I hear you can actually buy a house there.
Yeah.
What's that like? It's crazy.
Vienna, Austria is number 2, just ahead of Wellington, New Zealand, Copenhagen in Denmark, and Edinburgh in Scotland. Victoria, British Columbia was number 6, and Kelowna was number 15 on the list. Surprisingly, Toronto, in its suffocating nature, was not on the list. Drake has reportedly completed the sale of his Hidden Hills Yolo estate for $12 million. You know that house that he has. It's like
in
really
Calabasas.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's wild.
The amazing one.
He has a fireplace outside. Yeah. But a marble fireplace outside.
There's a full like pool grotto, like a Playboy Mansion style grotto. It's nuts.
What was the story behind it that when he was coming up, he had this photo
as his desktop, photo of the house as his desktop, and he was like manifesting it, and then he bought it. Yeah, he loved this place.
How you do it?
Yeah, and not so great though. He listed it for $14.8 million and only sold it for $12 million. So you know, had to eat a bit of his shirt on that one there. It was 12,500 square feet, 6 fireplaces, a wine cellar, a 25-seat theater, in addition to the recording studio, of course. Also, swimming pool, spa, swim-up bar, separate courts for tennis, basketball, and volleyball.
Amazing.
Not bad. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to start this with, if this was your kid, you would be very upset. But you could only be very upset if you had lots of money. Or you made really high lease payments, one of the two.
Okay.
Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son backed a Lamborghini SUV, because those exist. You've seen them around,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Into a BMW.
Oh, gosh. That, just reading that sentence put me into debt.
So Ben let his young son Samuel jump in the front seat of a yellow Lamborghini. The engine was running. And the kid put the car in reverse because the kid doesn't know the buttons.
Yeah.
And bumped into the front wheel and fender of a parked BMW directly behind. According to an employee, this was not in Ben's driveway. This is in the parking lot. And I'm assuming that Ben only parks in places that are expensive. You've been to those, right? Like, you ever been to a lunch at a golf club or something like that?
And
you're like,
nice cars.
Everybody's here. Everybody here drives a Porsche or an Audi. It's crazy.
He's like in West Hollywood. It's all just beautiful cars.
100%. Yeah. Employee said there was no accident. The cars were just kind of parked too close together. But Ben and Samuel's reaction say otherwise, according to the story. Everybody's okay. Nobody's in trouble. No damage. But, if that was my kid, I'd have been like, listen, I put you in this and you screwed me. You screwed me on this one.
Ben's not having a lot of luck with cars. A couple months ago, he was in the Starbucks drive-thru in a $450,000 Rolls Royce. That's how poor I am.
They're so big. I don't know how you fit that in a drive-thru.
And and the Starbucks drive-thru is, you know, slender. And he hit both of the signs. And then the paparazzi were like, it was him and J-Lo in it. There's a TMZ video. It's really funny. But he's trying to back out. The paparazzi are surrounding him and he's smoking. And then he rolls up the window and J-Lo's in it. And it's one of the most chaotic videos I've ever seen.
It's just darting.
It's almost a half a million dollar car. And his beard's incredibly gray. He just looks like this smoking Santa trying to get out of the parking lot. It's really funny.
Yo, the guy was I was Batman once.
Yeah.
Can you imagine owning a car like that and smoking in it?
That
car.
What you guys are forgetting is they have the type of money where it doesn't matter. Right? He can smoke in whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He drinks Dunkin' Donuts all the time. Guy can afford Starbucks and he's like, I'm going to Dunkin'.
Have you ever had Dunkin' though? Coffee from Dunkin' Donuts?
Pretty good.
I get it.
So this is how crazy expensive those cars are to fix. Okay. So I had a friend who owned a Bentley.
Okay, whoa.
And he said, and he actually owned it too, which I'm like, why did you own it? The whole thing, it's like The Rock tells you in, the show where he's an agent? Rock is the player agent or whatever. And he's like, don't ever buy it. Lease it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ballers.
Ballers, that's it.
Yeah. The show where he's so busy, they make him sit in an SUV and then they film all his spots there.
Bingo. Yeah. So this person that owned the Bentley said, to get the brakes done, and this is 10 years ago, it was $20,000.
Right.
Just to get the brakes done.
What?
So, and Ben Affleck smoking in a Rolls Royce rolling through a Starbucks. Are you kidding me?
Also, with J-Lo, let her free.
Yeah, also, isn't J-Lo insane shape?
Insane shape, but she loves him. She loves him.
Him and his smoky gray beard.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think I found it. I think I have found the worst vacation idea ever. I'm gonna run you through this thing.
Okay.
So this is my my girlfriend's brother-in-law. His name's Dara. Dara is a lawyer, but he likes to joke. He's like, yeah, but I'm pretty blue collar. And we're like, okay, Dara, sure. But he likes to do vacations where you get away and get off the grid completely.
Yeah.
And By the way, his wife and daughter do not join him on these because they wouldn't want to go on this. So here's what the vacation started with, all right? I believe it's an 8-hour drive to Sudbury. So he has to drive to Sudbury, okay?
All right.
So already I'm like, okay, Sudbury in the summer. It's better than Sudbury in the winter.
Yeah.
Right? My mom was born in Sudbury, lived in Sudbury.
Heard it's paradise in the summer.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. Then, okay, you and 10 friends, okay, so you're vacationing with 10 friends. And again, I don't have 10 friends that I want to spend that much time with. I love my friends, but 10 of them, that's a lot. They all jump onto a plane, and this plane is so old that it has a bombs away switch on it.
Oh, dear.
And I'm not kidding. This plane that they were on had a bombs away switch.
Oh, no.
So 10 of them get on this plane, and they fly 3 hours into the Ontario wilderness.
Oh, my God.
To a lake that has a cabin, and it has a generator for the cabin, but there are no roads. Ugh. There are no cottages. There are no people.
No way.
And all you do is fish for 5 days. And here's the thing. It's not just fishing, right?
Yeah.
They have to, you when you want to shower, you go outside and it's that bag hanging in the tree and you're doing that. At night, they said at one point it was 32 degrees overnight.
Oh, my God.
And there's obviously no air conditioning. And one of them had started a fire in the woods burning stove because they assumed that it would get cold overnight, and it didn't.
No.
And you can't just pour water on a wood-burning stove. You gotta let it burn out.
So
one of their friends, like, actually had a freak out. He's like, it's like...
Well,
like,
it can induce panic.
Yes,
he
was panicking.
Yeah.
And so they moved their mattresses down. And by the way, one of the guys brought his dad. Dad's 75 years old.
Oh, God.
And
Papa.
He said the bugs are enormous. He's like, you've never seen bugs like this. And then they move their mattresses off the top bunk down to the floor so at least they can get some cool, strip all their clothes off. And then their friend's 75-year-old dad in the morning walks out. He's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they're all naked lying.
Yeah. This is my kind of boys trip. I like that.
And you eat once per day.
Yeah.
And you eat what you caught. And they do. So they did a fish fry one time
a
day.
That's cool, though. What an experience.
It's
that
cool.
Would be. Yeah.
But it might be the worst, right? Like, I can't.
That first time you go.
That's a tough sell.
It's a real test.
I was part of a youth group when I was like 18 called Katimavik. And we were supposed to go to Moosonee, Ontario. Do you guys know where Moosonee is?
Yeah. My dad grew up near Mattawa, so yes.
It's like only fly-in. And I dropped out before I got there because I was like, I can't do it. It's too far. And it's like fly-in only.
You can get Moosonee by rail as well.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But you can't drive there. Or you couldn't
you
anyway.
Can't. Yeah, you still can't drive there. It takes 17 hours to fly there because you have to go like to Quebec first, Quebec back, and then up towards Timmins.
My God.
From Timmins, rather. It's wild.
So I want to talk about this because my dad's best friend's father was one of those guys that when they were in Mattawa, he'd get these rich American guys.
Yeah.
And this is in the 70s. Rich American guys would come up from like New York State.
Yeah.
And their whole thing was they want to go on hunting excursions. And these guys had big, big money. And what his buddy's dad would do was he would, on a plane that landed on water, you know, the big pontoons
on it.
He would drive them up to the Quebec wilderness in this old plane and then leave them there for like 2 weeks. And then he would hope when he got back, this is how they used to do this, that they would still be there. They would still be there.
That's kind of cool.
And then they would carry it all home. And the thing is, this guy had 10 kids.
Yeah.
So the way he fed his 10 kids was a lot of the time they were just after the pelt, right? So he would keep the meat and they would freeze it. And that's how he'd feed his kids. And one time, my dad told me this story. So they were waiting for him to come back. He's due to come back. And the plane, you hear the plane in the sky and whatever, it's coming back. It's a white plane, right? It's a white prop plane.
Yeah.
And the front of the plane is black, jet black. And they're like, that's weird because this is a white plane.
Yeah.
And it's kind of doing a little weird drift or whatever in the sky. And you can kind of see it going a little to the left, a little to the right, swinging down. Anyway, he lands it. And he turns out, he blew an oil line in this thing, and it splattered oil all over the engine, all over the plane, and the prop just stopped. and he had to glide it in with these people.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. This is toughness on a level that you've never seen before. And then here's the crazy thing. He spends all night fixing it. He's back in the air the next day.
I feel wild going in no frills on a Sunday afternoon.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You are like an extreme vacationer.
Yeah.
Okay? I want to know what it is you do and why you do it. Because to me, and I love Dara, but I'd be like, man, there's no way I'm not interested. Like, that doesn't sound relaxed. Oh. It sounds like it's fun, but relaxing? I don't think so. So hit us up. 999-999 to Texas, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You vacation, but you extreme vacation. I'm talking about the people who will go into the wilderness for a few days, hunt and fish, and then call it relaxing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that. Me? I want creature comforts, baby. Yeah. I want to relax and do nothing.
I respect
I don't want to know where my next meal's coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, we have a text here, TJ. What do we got?
From the 416, people who do this are on a different level.
Yes.
My sister and brother-in-law do this. 20-hour drive to Crownland, camp for free, no luxuries. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, you talk to most people who live in Southern Ontario, yeah. right? We've been to other cities in Canada, although it's so bloody expensive to travel here that
it's
most of the time we end
wild.
Up in, like, Vegas or Florida, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bummer because of Canadian airlines are the only ones that are allowed to carry us within the country, so therefore the prices are way up.
Robbery.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, to go to Halifax, it's like $1,200. To go to Florida, it's like $200.
It's
crazy.
It's cheaper to go to L.A. than for me to go home.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah.
So I think sometimes we forget how weird this is,
yeah.
this little pocket that we're in. There's like 14 million people here in this one leg. I remember first time when I moved to Halifax, driving to Halifax, and you go through New Brunswick or Upper Quebec,
yeah.
and you are alone.
Yeah.
And it's at night. And
no lights.
There's nobody there to find you.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But I guess that's part of the thrill, right?
Yeah.
Driving up to Crownland for 20 hours.
I did an extreme vacation once.
What'd you do?
I did a 3-star in Cuba.
Okay, that is actually pretty... You did a 3-star in Cuba?
Yeah, I did a 3-star in Cuba.
What's that like?
Well, it's... People warn you against it. And it was... all of the warnings were accurate.
Okay.
Tell me about the first walking in there.
Okay, so there was no hot water, which... Whatever. But the problem was there was frogs in their bathroom.
Oh.
Like, legitimately, there was two frogs. There was one that was alive, mm-hmm. and then there was another one. I've never seen so many stray cats in my life, but I befriended at least 12
cats,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very nice, though.
The weather was awful, and I ate the same meal every day, and I still... How do I word this delicately?
You got sick.
I got sick.
Wow.
There was bugs in the bed. But I did it round trip for $700.
Yay,
so.
Oh,
all right. You know, sometimes you gotta take
extreme vacation.
My dad and stepmom went to Costa Rica. And they're like, it's like stepping back into Jurassic Park. Like, they said that the so they're like me, right? They're not extreme vacation people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess they got there, and this is a nice house that they rented.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had a trail of ants going all the way through it. And when I say trail of ants, I'm talking from one end of the house to the other, and it's like this just big, moving, long swath of things.
Chilling the crew.
They had these, I don't know what they called them. They were like big crickets or something like that in the bed, like under the covers or whatever. But they said there was some really cool stuff too, like amazing beaches. And they
said some of the best food I've ever
had. Incredible food, incredible people. And they said the howler monkeys would roll through sometimes.
Oh, the monkeys.
And they would, and it was like.
Yeah, they're
like
wild.
Coming through the trees and that sort of thing. And they woke up every morning. There was two toucans just sitting outside tapping the window.
A Fruit Loops bird.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And they would just tap the window for food.
A monkey can literally hit me if it means that I'm warm.
No.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I will go. I will eat and I will get hit by a monkey and I just want to be warm. I do.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You went to, didn't you not go to Costa Rica in February?
Okay. In February.
Did you stay by the beach or were you up in the jungle?
We were right on the beach. We were like in the mountains on the beach though. It was at a resort and it was absolutely gorgeous. The monkeys though, like
I'll mess around.
They are pushy.
It's Virgin
Take
Radio.
Take me back.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
13 out of 14 songs from Drake's new album are on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, TJ, this sounds like a story from yesterday. It's not. Yesterday, we mentioned how Drake's album, Honestly Nevermind, is his 11th record to reach number one on the charts, the Billboard Hot 200, making him tied with Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, Beatles, and Jay-Z, who all have a bunch. These are just the songs on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. 13 of 14 have climbed their way on. He now has an unprecedented 263 songs that have charted, which is wild. The only song in the album that didn't make it, by the way, was Intro, which, if you can imagine, is just an intro.
It's just 35 seconds of an intro, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so
okay. He's probably, knowing Drake, he's probably upset about that. Best 35 seconds of your life.
Balenciaga is now selling $225 granny panties. Cool. The historic European fashion house, known for crafting it for Kate Moss and the Hollywood elite on the red carpet. You know, Kate Moss and all the rest of the Hollywood elite. Great list. Anyway, to make it worse, they're dry clean only. By comparison, you can buy a 10-pack of just regular ones for like $12.
They are huge, though, with Justin Bieber and like the Kardashians. The Kardashians all did a campaign with them this year, and this is the reason they're going to sell for no good reason.
What is the best month to have a birthday? A survey was done on a bunch of people, and the number one answer was June with 18% of the vote. July was a close second at 16%, with May coming up in third, then August, then April, October, and then 5 months tied for last, which is 3% of the vote, being November, December, January, February, and March. The months where we get snow. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Let's say hello to Crystal on Ghosted.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, Virgin. Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to have you on. We always say this to people. It's unfortunate that we had to meet like this. But, you know, you're on Ghosted.
Yeah.
And we want to know all about you. So tell us your story, because it's a really interesting one.
Sure. This is a little different than you're used to, I think.
Okay.
Not too long ago, my ex and I broke up. Her name is Sarah. And we were just bickering a lot. And it felt like we needed a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I saw her, though, at the parade on Sunday. And, oh, my God, she looked really good. And I miss her. And I really feel like she misses me. So if you could give her a call and maybe set us back up, I think this would be a really creative, cute way to get in touch with her.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I laugh when people say that. It's like, oh, I saw my ex and they look really good. It's like, yeah, you've got great taste. There you go. So can we ask why you broke up? Like, you're bickering, but like, about what? What's the thing?
We're just fighting a lot, you know? There's all these idiosyncrasies that she has, and
okay.
I think it's just COVID and close spaces.
Yeah.
This almost feels like it should be a reconnection. But I mean, it's Tuesday and we're already here, so we may as well just do it. Okay, so we're going to call and see if you can, if the person that you've broken up with, we can get them back on a date or something like that. We'll pay for it. So give us a song. We'll get her on the phone and we'll get going, okay?
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you just missed it, you missed Crystal. And Crystal misses her ex, who she saw at the parade on Sunday and, you know, brought back some feelings. Right, Crystal?
Absolutely.
You didn't break up that long ago. And it wasn't a ghosted, was it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we stopped talking. So, I mean, I feel ghosted.
So you tricked us to proclaim your love.
Yeah, this should have been probably a reconnection, but
it's pride season. I love it. Whatever.
Let's let it happen. Yeah. So we're going to call her, but you're going to get the unfiltered answer, assuming she picks up. And if that happens, it can be damaging to the ego. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I have to know. I have to know if we can be together again.
Okay, so let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes, this is Sarah.
Sarah, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, my God. What's up? Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What are you guys calling me for?
Oh, well, we are calling to talk to you. We're excited to talk to you.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Wait, is this Ghosted?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Welcome to Ghosted. So,
well, I mean, I listen to your show every morning, and it's Tuesday morning, so
So
thank you for listening.
Then, so yeah, we, it's weird though because we're not. This technically shouldn't be a ghost. This is something I think we should have actually put in reconnections, which is something we do every once in a while. But do you happen to know who that might be about with that information I just gave you?
Well, I mean, I didn't ghost anybody, so I don't, I mean, you want to hook me up back up with somebody? I don't know, what is this about?
Well, wait, you, does the name Crystal ring any bells?
Did Crystal call you about this?
Would that be a good thing?
You know what? Crystal calling you for ghosted is like, it's almost poetic considering she ghosted me.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
That's confusing.
Crystal stopped talking to me about, I mean, she just stopped talking to me out of the blue in May. And I don't know, she went from answering her phone to just not. She just went MIA on me. And I had to accept the fact that she ghosted me. And I just moved on. You know, this makes perfect sense, actually, because she's been calling me since Sunday and I've been dodging her calls. She thinks this is the way to get through to me?
Sarah, babe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, throw a babe in.
Babe.
We both agreed we needed space from each other. I think that we've had enough space. I miss you, Sarah. I saw you at the parade on Sunday and you looked amazing. We are not doing this again where you manipulate yourself back in. You ghosting me was the best thing that happened to me. I met someone who actually knows how to treat me with respect. And if you saw me at that parade, you also saw Trina. Trina?
Mm.
Come on, Sarah. You can do better than that. Let's give this one more try. Let me take you out tonight.
You know Trina.
There's, I feel like you all know each other. Like, this is crazy.
That part is true.
Why is that true, Jax?
Because it's a small community and everybody sleeps with each other.
Okay, all right. So I guess, Sarah, can we get your response on this one? Because obviously she's trying to reconnect with you, but, you know.
Look, Virgin, like, thank you guys so much for calling me. Not only does this, like, make me realize leaving Crystal was the biggest win for me, but I also got to talk to my favorite host. So it's a win-win for me. But
okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, like, I had to be under these circumstances.
Yeah, that's so okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving her another chance. You know, I actually have to go. Trina's waiting for me. I'm going to take my girl out for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Hot girl breakfast walk.
Oh, nice, Sarah. Trying to make me jealous. Only shows how much you miss me.
Hey, I don't think she caught that because she hung up.
Yeah, but that didn't go well.
No.
No, that didn't go well.
So, Crystal, we wish you the best, but we're going to leave it there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
I still feel like that was miscategorized. Is that a ghost, really?
It was a mess. Yeah, you know what that was? It's called mess on Virgin Radio.
Yeah, a mess. Okay, now, as you know, you can always watch any Ghosted back at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. And we would love to know what you think. I have a feeling I know what people think. Though.
I have a feeling we do, too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game. And it's called They're a 10, But.
Okay. All
right. Okay, you've been on a few dates with this person. They are a 10, but then you discover this thing about them, and then I want to know how your rating changes. All right. Okay. So we've got TJ, we've got Jax, and we've got producer Leah lined up.
Yep.
All right, number one, they're a 10, but they don't like the new Beyonce song.
Oh.
Zero. Also, if you don't like it, you're probably not gay, so I probably should be with
you. TJ, what's your rating?
I'll give you a 5.
5?
Yeah, there's some weird choices on my Spotify list, so if you don't like a Beyonce song, I think you get a 5.
Okay, producer Leah?
I give them an 8 because I do believe that if you don't like it now, you will like it in life, at least like a couple months.
Yeah, everybody comes around on Beyonce.
You gotta come around.
Okay. They're a 10, but they wonder why there isn't a straight Pride Month.
Oh, God, 0.
my God.
You're done. Just shut up.
I know.
Leave. Yeah, I get up and leave.
I know. This is for everybody that's been wondering. Jax, please take it away.
Oh, I don't have much to say right now.
That's what I thought.
It's an easy answer. That,
there we go.
Yeah.
They're a 10, but they have motivational gym quotes as the background on their phone.
That's a 10.
They're 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Motivate me. I need it.
All right, Jax, what about you?
8. I don't have a problem with that. If it's in your Instagram caption,
but you
no.
did take 2 marks off.
I did. It's just, it's not, like, it's not good.
It's not ideal.
But it's not bad.
Okay, producer Leah?
Well, I'm assuming it's, like, they're using it ironically, right? So for that's hilarious and that's cute and funny.
Is that the assumption?
Yeah, that I would have to assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, benefit of the doubt.
Moving the goalpost there, eh?
They're a 10, but... they didn't call when they said they would, and when you asked them about it, one of their slash boys or girls came over and they just forgot.
Oh, that's a 2.
Oh, harsh.
Well, you don't like that, huh?
No, harsh. But it has nothing to do with like the jealousy aspect of it. I'm just very punctual, and if you say you're gonna do something, you better do something.
Fair. Jax?
And this is like the first time they do it, or they repeatedly do it?
Well, let's say it's the first time.
Okay,
so like 7. If you forgot, you're doing hang out with your friends. If we're new, that's fine. If it goes on like a bunch, then no.
Producer Leah.
10. I will do it back to you, though. You best believe I'm doing it back to you tomorrow.
Incredible.
All right. Okay. This one I've been waiting to hear your response on because I really want to know what you think about this one. Okay. They are a 10, but when they tell you about their exes, every single one of them ends up, quote, crazy.
One, they're probably the problem.
Aha!
Mm-hmm.
TJ? Yeah.
I'm going to say 10 just because it's going to bug Jax. Yeah, no, you're probably right. Let's play the victim.
Yeah.
Love it.
Producer Leah.
Let's say, yeah, you know what? No. I don't want you telling other people that I'm crazy, so we're ending it right there.
To preserve yourself.
Of course.
I respect it.
Yes. I like that. All right.
Yeah. Thinking about myself.
We'll have more later this week.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax, why are you laughing?
You know what? It's the summer and Pride just ended and we're having fun.
Okay. Having a fun hypothetical.
I had a lot of coffee.
Yes, you did. You had a lot of coffee this morning. Now, I want to remind you that if you're looking for some extra cash this summer, Virgin Radio's summer side hustle might be the easiest summer job you've never had to have.
Hey.
We're giving you $1,000 every single weekday starting Monday. 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6. There will be a keyword. You will take it to 999virginradio.ca and we will give you $1,000. Somebody wins $1,000 every single day powered by Twisted Tea.
That's right.
Oh. Just tea, but twisted.
You've been twisted?
Now, producer Leah celebrated her birthday this weekend. One thing she wants to warn you about your mid-30s is don't celebrate too hard or too much.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, mentally, I do want to celebrate a lot. I want to do a lot of things. I want people to celebrate me every day for 2 weeks.
You want the birthday month.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks, TJ.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's TJ. Mentally, not physically. So I realized physically, it can't go down like that anymore. I'm 35 now. I'm officially in my mid-30s, and I officially have to hang it up. So I would suggest only one day.
By the way, you've been in your mid-30s for a year already. Your mid-30s start at 34.
That's not true.
That is true.
Literally, it starts at 35.
And yours is starting in a couple of weeks.
I'm young. I wouldn't know anything about
that. At
heart. So the other thing is, you've found a way to save money on your birthday.
I did.
Leah is a woman after my own heart.
Leah's cheap.
She's cheap like I'm
frugal,
cheap.
Frugal, babe. Use the right word.
Leah, you're
tell
cheap.
Us about
frugal.
It. Tell us about it.
Fiscally, Okay. All right. So on Saturday night, my birthday was on Sunday. On Saturday night, I found a loophole. My friend was hosting his own birthday party. And I realized a great way of celebrating yourself is to go to somebody else's birthday party right around your birthday party because they're, financially, the ones that are
handling the birthday.
Yeah, paying for it. And if you tell people that it's your birthday, and if it's your friend, that means other friends of yours are there as well, right?
So you're getting them to buy you drinks.
Well, yeah, because, it's his birthday, and then I say, hey, it's also my birthday.
Is
and
so
when they're buying
scheme?
Him a birthday drink, they're also going to have to buy me one.
See, when you're cheap, TJ, it's always a scheme.
You're a birthday leech. That's what you are.
Okay. Yeah.
That's me, Leah.
I'll take that title.
I want to ask.
Still get that sneaky.
Did you get any weird looks when you brought that, when you did that this weekend?
Well,
did
what
you
I did was we were all in a booth. And so I just said it loudly once. And so everybody
It's my
understood.
Birthday too.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, in a couple hours, it's going to be my birthday.
Leah.
And then when my birthday hit at midnight.
This, you know, this is a grift. Do you know what this feels
Listen
like?
To this
this yeah. feels like getting engaged at someone else's marriage. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, it's not.
Where somebody proposes at someone else's wedding?
No, it's not.
It feels a little like it.
No, it's not like
Although
that.
Although, right. as a cheap guy, I respect the hell out of
Thank
it.
Thank you. And also, I'm just honest about it, guys. Like, All right. And I'm just giving you a little secret that you can use.
It's the pride of which she's telling the
yes.
story that unsettles me.
All right, now here's what I want to ask you, and you can't text this in. Because our text system is down at the moment.
That's true.
So we can't read your text. So you can tweet it at us. You can Instagram at us. But really, I just want you to call us at 416-872-9999. Call us right now. Is what Leah is doing morally wrong?
Dirty.
It's
I don't
somebody think it's wrong, else's guys. Birthday. And Leah's like, but you know, it's going to be my birthday soon here, too.
But that's only the truth.
Celebrate
it is.
Me.
But it is my birthday in a couple hours.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to know that I, Adam Wilde, the behaved one behind the scenes here, have had to deal with chaos between Jax, TJ, and producer Leah.
Oh, come on.
This morning, the fight is over the air conditioner.
Well, yeah.
And producer Leah likes it about 26 degrees in here.
It's like dank in here.
Yeah,
and balmy. Then,
it is balmy.
I'm cold, too. I don't have any body hair.
Right.
So I need to keep warm.
Jax and I like it a little
Neither
bit cooler.
Neither do I. Well, I mean, you know what? I wanted to be mad, but I do have a better mustache than you.
That is
so anyway, there's been chaos behind the scenes, and I hope that chaos in your life. It's a shortened week.
Yeah.
Canada Day Friday. Producer Ooh. Leah, we've got a star of the show to take care of. What do we got?
Yeah, I think we should give it up to ourselves because clubs are going to be open till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Special events.
Sometimes.
And that's a big deal to me, I think.
Why?
Actually, no.
Why? Because you're going to go to that club and claim it's your birthday so you can get free drinks? Is that what it is?
Well, we'll see if that works.
It will work.
Yeah, if last call is 4 a.m., we'll have a lot of drinks.
Listen, we hope you have a wonderful day. Are you two okay? TJ, Jax?
I love you so much, TJ.
Stop. I'm engaged.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.